This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Bit of a co-host this morning. You know, here from the Real Housewives of Melbourne and a few fireworks this season. Good morning, Petty Fleur. Hello.
Good morning, Leo.
A little bit closer, darling. You're looking amazing this morning because it is in the AM.
Oh, thank you.
Let's kick things off with a song from Paris to Berlin. I've been to Paris, but not Berlin. Have you been to Paris before?
I've been to Paris, yes.
Been to Berlin?
A long time ago.
Right, okay, there you go. Infernal, Paris to Berlin. You're on Joy. More of us next. If I'm sounding a bit husky this morning, I had a bit of a late night, along with the lovely Petty Fleur.
Yes.
We were at the GH last night for Dani Minogue. How fabulous was she?
She is absolutely fabulous, Leo. Did you enjoy her or what?
She looked amazing, I have to say. And
I loved her boots.
Yes.
How hot was those boots?
And those two backing singers look great as well.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, Danny's.
And the band.
Now, how about that drummer? How fabulous was he?
Well, the thing is,
was he on The Voice?
X Factor. Yeah, Jason Hewer.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what I love about the performance last night was it was a live band. So at the GH, it's always about backing tracks or drag shows, but this was a live band on stage at the GH, which was fantastic.
How fabulous.
They need to do more of it, I'm just saying. They need to do more live PAs, live gigs there. It's a great venue.
I totally agree.
Yeah. And Danny just rocked it last night. A few mashups, we love that, and all the hits, and really tight band, and they're playing again live tonight at Culture Club. So
it's
a bit of a warm-up.
Fabulous, right? Are you going to that one?
I'm going to that as well. So I'm in for a long day, dog.
Oh, you just don't stop, Leo.
No, I was downstairs, side of stage, just at the very, very side there, at the front there. And you were upstairs, darling, in the VIP section. Excuse me. Who were you with?
You probably had quite a bit of a, a good view.
We had an amazing view,
Because you had a really good spot, right?
We did.
Right up front,
And you were with Joel Creasy last night.
Yes, Joel's such a fan of Danny.
How's old Joel going? Is he right?
He's fabulous. I mean, you know what he's like. Joel's just beautiful. Love him.
Now, upstairs, I believe there was Boy George upstairs.
I'm not telling.
No, because I know because I saw him.
How beautiful is he, huh?
He's lovely. Well, I actually met Boy George. Bit of a long story. My friend Josh is a huge Boy George fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to me the other day, I've got tickets for The Project on Thursday night. I said, do you want to go with me? I said, okay, we can do that. So I went along to The Project, watched the show live, and we actually went downstairs and Boy George came down in the lifts. I met Boy George last night.
And did you freak out?
He's always been a big fan of mine ever since the 80s, since I was a child.
Me too.
You know, he's such an icon. And let's just say I wouldn't want to cross him.
Really?
Yeah, he's quite fiery.
Really?
But
did
nice.
You see some fire?
We saw some fire. Not commenting on what happened, but we did see a bit of fire. He was nice to me.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
You're lucky.
No, darling, Joy is, of course, Australia's only gay lesbian radio station.
Correct.
Boy George is openly gay. He's the lead singer of Culture Club, a gay icon in its own right. But let's play a bit of Danny because...
We shall, yes.
They were both on stage. Well, I mean, Danny was on stage last night. Boy George was there supporting Danny. And, of course, she's supporting him tonight at Rod Laver with Culture Club. So let's go back to the 90s with this one.
Let's do it.
Remember this one? This is it from 1993.
Oh.
Going back in the day. Filmed on the beach in LA. Beach balls, sunny weather, sunshine. You're on Joy. Good morning. Joy 94.9. Friday morning show with Leo. Dani Minogue. This is it. Of course, she rocked the GH stage last night at the GH. She was incredible live band. A few medleys, and myself and the gorgeous Petty Fleur from the Housewives of Melbourne, both there last night. How good was she last night?
She was incredible. What can I say?
Yeah, she was
great. Her outfit was on point. She's just the package, isn't she?
Now, talking about packages, darling, you have got into shape big time over the last year or so. And in The Housewives, your trainer is a ball breaker. I would not want to meet her because she scares the hell out of me. Where did you find her? Tell us about your trainer.
Okay, so my trainer, her mother is one of my school friends back from Sri Lanka. And my trainer was born in Sri Lanka too. And she decided to train me because I needed some real whooping. And luckily, it's like an 8-week boot camp. I couldn't do it for longer than that. So I trained with Mel for 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And since then, I've kind of just done it myself. But I'm back now with another trainer, not as harsh, but this is for a long time because Mel does boot camp, and that's why she was whooping my butt, to be honest.
I think I need a good whipping too, Petty Fleur.
Oh, yes, you do.
Because
you know why? Makes you look awesome.
But I know.
You are awesome. Look at you.
Sweater. But I do put on a few kilos over the cold months.
No, but that's a problem. In the cold months is when you should work out. I've just started a new 6-week shred.
Oh, what?
Yes, I know. It's hard work.
You're looking great, though. Yeah, it's credit to you. Because it's discipline and eating healthy and stuff, right?
Yes, that's what it is. You have to eat healthy.
Darling, we've got a few memberships signing in, coming through. We've got a lovely one from Karen from Mulgrave. A donation this morning. Thank you so much, Karen. And we've got one here from... Oh, you can read that one, Petty Fleur. It's from... He's renewed and made a donation... The lovely Craig from Braeside.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
Thank you. So sign up online, joy.org.au. We love your support here on Joy. And sign up, become a member, make a donation. If you're a business, you know, and you have Joy playing in your cafe or in your shop, jump on board.
Yes, please donate.
Joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Mel B. Joy 94.9 is made in Melbourne for the world. Support the gayest station in the nation by becoming a member. Call 1-300-JOY-949 or online at joy.org.au.
Good morning. This is Petty Fleur Beringer from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. I'm co-hosting with Leo. Please join and make a donation to joy.org.au.
That was great, Petty Fleur. Your first intro. Fantastic.
Very nervous. Live at that.
That was great. So, of course,
thank you.
You know what to do on air. I mean, on air. joy.org.au. We're on air. joy.org.au is the website. So sign up, become a member. As Petty Fleur said, do what she does, people. Now, Petty Fleur.
That's right.
On The Housewives of Melbourne this season, there's a few fireworks. And Dubai was a great time for you.
Dubai
girls.
Is absolutely beautiful. I love Dubai. I love the shopping. I love...
Your shopping was...
yes. Let's talk about my shopping, right.
What did you buy, darling?
The two-hour shopping that I did while all the girls stood around and watched me. Really? Do you buy that one? Leo,
they
were right in there. They were just jumping all over those bags and shoes and everything.
So what was your favourite purchase from Dubai?
Oh, gosh, I can't tell. That would be terrible.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'll say sunglasses.
Okay.
Because you saw me take the Louis the Fly sunglasses, didn't you?
Yeah.
They were lovely.
You're looking very hot on the sun lounger.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's the body I work
you're
for, so
yeah.
Thank you. I had to work really hard to get...
Now, this year with The Housewives, there were so many dramas and there were so many conflicts this year. There was a whole Shane Warne thing with Lydia.
Do you believe
that? I don't
what
know.
What do you think?
I don't know, Shane.
Do
I
you
don't
think
know...
There's
I
a bit
know.
Of truth there, or
I
do
don't
you think...
know what happened. No, yeah. only Lydia.
You're not telling,
knows.
Are you?
I don't know.
That's right. Look, you know, only Lydia knows, and you know, we shouldn't judge, should we? Now,
now this season, obviously you had a few fights with
little
the other
dramas.
Girls.
No, they're fight.
I guess behind the scenes, now it's all over. You guys are pretty much on track again.
Look, we're friends. Look, we're like sisters, as we've repeated over and over again. We fight, we make up. Fortunately, I'm pretty good with all the girls, to be honest. Like, I forget. I just move on. I say my piece, you know.
As I said before, I told you before that I love that you just speak your mind.
I do.
And you say it and you own it.
That's like, love me or hate me, my truth is my truth. Like, we all have our own truths.
Mm.
And the way we see things are not exactly how someone else sees it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it how I see it. You know, you can either, you know, agree with me or disagree. But at the end of the day, you know, we just move on. At least I do. I don't keep grudges.
And your sister was in the show this year as well.
Yes, she was. And talking about my sister.
Well, isn't it her birthday soon?
It is her birthday today.
It's today?
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name is Jillian.
Jillian.
And I want to...
You've got a dedication for her.
Yes, I have a dedication for her. It's one of her favorite songs,
mm-hmm.
Born to be Alive. So we're going to play that. And I'm giving her a shout out. Happy birthday, Jillian.
Yes.
Hope you have a fabulous day.
Oh, I love it. So what's she doing today? Are you singing here today?
Oh, she's going to be dancing around. She loves Born to be Alive. She loves to sing off key. She loves music, song, dance.
Patrick Hernandez.
She's having a big party. Yes.
You'll enjoy. Good morning. I love this track. Good choice.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. I love that song.
Good morning. We're back again. It's Petty Fleur co-hosting with Leo. I hope you enjoyed that song. It's such an uplifting song, isn't it?
That's a great track. And that was for your sister.
It's so good. And while that was playing, one of my friends, Nick, text me saying, I love singing Born to be Alive in a Scottish accent. You should try it sometime. So much fun.
Well, Nick, you should get on YouTube and put your version on YouTube.
Yes, I think so, Nick, if you're listening. Please put it on YouTube. We want to hear it.
Now, the Housewives of Melbourne, what I love about the season is the last one was the reunion episode.
Yes, that was.
A few dramas, and there was a bit of a pillow fight happening.
That was epic, wasn't it? Well, you know, it looked
you
like...
You and Janet.
Well, you know, I can't help it. Like, you know, I was trying to aim to her face, but, you know, missed, unfortunately.
That was off.
Yeah. No, I missed completely. Yeah, that was fun. But you know what? She threw the pillow. You know, I just give it back.
Libby really copped it this year, didn't she?
Yes, she certainly did.
Yeah,
I think, you know,
was it fair?
What do you think, Leo?
Well, I don't know.
It's hard for me to say because I know that, you know, all the girls.
I don't know the truth, obviously, but, you know, and there was a bit of conflict there with Lydia and with the housekeeper and a bit condescending and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I've met Lydia before. She's lovely.
Yeah, look, I mean, Lydia is lovely. We're good friends.
Hmm.
And I look past a few things that, you know, she might say. Lydia sometimes picks some wrong things to say. We all know that.
Hmm.
But look, I don't know. With this Shane Warne thing, it's not a place to go, really. Because
yeah.
She is married after all.
Exactly
and,
right.
You know, you've got to have some respect for her husband. And rumours are not good. You know, it tears relationships up.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of it.
And you can't listen to gossip and innuendo and stuff.
Exactly.
We've got a new member, doll.
Who have we got?
We have got the lovely a family membership from Adrian and a donation. Thank you so much, Adrian. That's gorgeous. And if you
thank
want to
thank you
sign
so much,
up,
Adrian.
Join the club, joy.org.au. You can become a member, sign up, make a donation. We love your support here on Joy. This is a Melbourne band. We love supporting local music here on Joy, Petty Fleur.
Yes.
And these guys are from Melbourne, and they've recorded a special version of this track featuring Joy in the lyrics.
Oh,
how cool is that?
That is very cool.
You can actually get that online at Slightly Left of Centre. Here is the band with Euphoria. You're on Joy.
Here's another reason why strengthening the voice of your community is so important.
Dani Minogue.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Do you remember your first time when you first heard about Joy?
Yeah, my brother loves Joy. Brendan loves it, and he was the first person to tell me about it, because I was like overseas, and then I'd get back into town and say, you know, what's happening? He's like, you got to listen to this, because this is like, it's fun, you will love it. So yeah, it was my brother, and he'll still call me today and be, are you listening to Joy now? And they're playing this song, and yeah.
A fucking Minogue fan.
Thank you, we love
Nobody
that.
Nobody plays more Minogue than Joy.
Good. Hi, this is Dani Minogue. Support Joy this radiothon by becoming a member. Sign up online at joy.org.au. Keep Joy out, loud and proud.
Sign up or renew your membership now. Head to joy.org.au or call 1300-JOY-949 and get out, loud and proud with Joy. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Friday morning show with Leo and my special guest co-host, the lovely Patty Fleur from the Housewives of Melbourne. We have got a new membership dial.
Great.
The lovely Lyndon from Elwood. Thank you so much
Thank
for your donation.
You, Lyndon.
Very nice. Now, we're talking about the Housewives before. Now, there's a few of the Housewives have got their own websites, own blogs, and you have got your own website, which is...
I've had it for a while, pettyflow.com.
Mm-hmm. You blog on there, haven't
and
you?
And I'm blogging, yes. I did do some blogs on the episodes.
Yes,
and,
I did.
Yes, did you read them?
And not all of them, but I did bits and pieces.
Yes. Yeah, it's all about... what happens behind the scenes.
I love that.
Yes. A bit, and some style too, you know, frocks we wear and all that sort of stuff. Some photos. And really a version that the public don't get to see.
Exactly.
You know, from my point, my opinion, because sometimes you don't always get my full opinion or my full point.
Yes.
As it comes across. So it's my platform to talk about how I felt about everybody's actions and my actions too. Some of the girls have, you know,
we're
not loved
here,
it.
We're looking at here, Gamble has got her new blog. It's like a the Lush Guide Travel and Lifestyle. Some gorgeous photos here.
Looks like it's a photo blog, isn't it?
It's like Instagram, but on...
Yeah, it is. It is. It looks like Instagram. It's very well
amazing,
placed. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned before with the Housewives, and a lot of the other shows on TV, like My Kitchen Rules and stuff, they always blame editing. How much is edited on The Housewives?
Look, what we say is absolutely what comes out of our mouth.
Mm.
How it's used in the context, it might be a little bit different to how you meant it to be or meant it to sound.
Because I think Gina had a go this season about the editing with her assistant.
Yeah, she did say that.
It's quite dumb. Oh,
yeah.
He's not dumb at all. He's an intelligent guy. Mm.
I mean, I only see the show. Like, I don't know him in person, so I can't talk. Look, you know, it's, it's a difficult one. But... it's what
keeps people watching.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We have drama and we have all sorts of fun times too. We can't focus just on the drama. We have to focus on the fun times. And we have a lot of that. But talking about the blogs, the girls weren't very happy about, you know, my opinion on my blogs. But I think they'll all come up with a new one. See, in America, every single housewife has a blog.
Yeah.
And they write their thoughts. So this is my way of saying, okay, these are my thoughts and this is how it comes across. Or this is what I was meant to say. Or this is the story behind what you saw. You see like two snippets or 2 minutes of, you know, whole 2-hour discussion.
Mm.
So it's a way of me giving them the full story behind that, you know, 2-minute or 5-minute discussion.
So finally, Petty Fleur, obviously new season's coming up soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Are you involved? What's happening?
I can't say
watch
at the moment.
Space.
Yes, I should say watch the space.
Yeah. Because there's also Sydney happening. There's also Auckland happening as well.
Yes.
So there's a big avalanche of Housewives Down Under happening.
What do you think of, you know, the Sydney Housewives putting the equation with the Melbourne Housewives? What do you think? Do you think they're going to take off? Do you think they're going to be as loved as the Melbourne Housewives?
Well, what I love about the Melbourne Housewives is that it shows off Melbourne beautifully.
Oh, yes.
Like,
there's no
We've got amazing restaurants and amazing laneways and
spectacular.
Yeah. So Sydney,
waterways, you know, our waterways are just beautiful.
Sydney have just got the bridge and the opera house.
That's right. And everyone has seen it, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I love Sydney, but Melbourne's a bit more warm.
Yes.
That makes sense.
But depends on the ladies too. Because, you know, depends on if they can, you know, like get a mix that is as dynamic as the Melbourne ladies.
Yeah.
Because I think we have a great mix of women. We do, don't we?
But Petty, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
I've absolutely enjoyed my time here.
And supporting our radiothon.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. You can sign up online, joy.org.au. If you're a Housewives fan, you can make a donation. You can become a member.
Please do.
Yes. Love that support.
Yes, we do at Joy. joy.org.au.
And we're Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, so it's a great service to the community. The Love Shack.
Yes. The Love
Shack. Thanks, Petty Flair.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.